Hello， 大家早上好，中午好，下午好，晚上好。Hello， good morning， good afternoon， good evening and good night everyone. Actually I'm in Indonesia, so this is like kind of 1 a.m. in the morning. So 我在印尼，现在是凌晨一点。对，凌晨一点 ，one in the morning. So, this is Julian. 我是李如莲。Welcome to Sensing Chinese. 欢迎你们来到汉语感。你今天好吗？你今天过得怎么样 ？How are you? How was your day? So, this is our third episode, and I will be talking about a very important actually particle in Chinese language is 过。过 to indicate a past experience. 过 to indicate a past experience. Or in Chinese, 过去的经验或者经历，对吧？过去的经验或者经历。So, very important emphasize in 过去，对吧？ Past experience or past action. Okay, so you guys probably ever heard someone say, 你看过这部电影吗？对吧？你看过这部电影吗？ Have you ever watched this movie? 你看过这部电影吗？对吧？ From the sentence, you might understand that the particle 过 plays after the verb 看. So it's always after the verb. So 看 here means to see or to watch, right? So you cannot say 你看这部电影过吗？对吧？你看这部电影过吗？ No, it's totally wrong because it needs to be placed after the verb. So it also, the 过 here, it also denotes that an action or experience that because it took place in the past. So, you can always say like 看过, or you can maybe explore a more verb. So before we talk more about the 过 here, I would like to explore some very useful verb. So I have like 10 verb to going with. The first one, we have 看, right? 看, to watch or to see. 看过这部电影吗? Or...对吧？看过这个电影，这部电影 means have you ever watched this movie? 对吧？看过这本书吗？看过这本书吗？ Have you ever read this book? Right? 看 means to see, to watch or to read. And then we also have 学，学 to study, 对吧？学，学过汉语吗？对吧？学过汉语吗？学过游泳吗？对吧？学过汉语吗？ means have you ever learned Chinese? 对吧？学过游泳吗？ have you ever learned swimming? 学过？ have you ever studied? have you ever learned to do thing? Okay, and then we have 开, 开 means to open. 开 you probably can say 开过餐厅吗？对吧？你开过餐厅吗？ Have you ever experienced open a restaurant by your own, for example? 开过餐厅吗？We also have 用, 用 means to use, 用。You may say 用过词典吗？用过词典吗？ Have you ever used dictionary before? 对吧？用过词典吗？用过。We also have 去, 去, to go or to visit, 去, 对吧？去过，去过中国吗？对吧？去过中国吗？ Have you ever go or visit China? We also have 写, 写, to write, 对吧？写，写过汉字吗？写过汉字吗？ Have you ever write Chinese character?写过汉字吗？对吧？ We also have 来, 来, to come, 来。You can say 来过我家吗？你有来过我家吗？ Have you ever come to visit my house? 来过，来过我家，来过。How about 叫过，叫过 to call, 叫过。You maybe know like 我叫如莲，对吧？我叫李如莲。My name is Julian. You can call me Julian, right? But here 叫过 is probably 你叫过老师吗？你叫过 ？Have you ever called 老师？对吧 ？Maybe you need some help. Maybe you can say, 哦，你叫过老师吗 ？Have you ever called？It's not called by phone, but it's like 叫过他帮忙，对吧 ？Call him to call she or he to help you. 叫 ，okay. We have 做做 to make 做，对吧 ？You can probably ask 做过水饺吗？对吧？做过水饺吗？你有做过水饺吗 ？Have you ever make a dumpling before? 对吧？做过。做过、lastly, we have 问问问过问过、you might probably can use it like this way. 问过爸爸妈妈了吗对吧 For example, you want to have a month backpacker experience in Russia. Maybe your friends might ask you, 问过爸爸妈妈了吗问过家人了吗 Have you ever asked?Whether they agree with your idea, right? 问过 Okay, now you have like 10 verbs here. 10 verbs that generally can be useful after this. So, okay. How if we use the 过 to ask question? Actually, I quite repeat that before, but I want to particularly discuss about this. So, in a sentence, if you want to ask a question using particle 过, you might say, for example, 这部电影你看过了吗？对吧？这部电影你看过了没有？ It's also fine. 你看过了吗？你看过了没有？没有 is like 没 no 有 yes. So whether yes or no, right? Whether you have the experience or you didn't have the experience. So 这部电影你看过了吗？这部电影你看过了没有 ？Or you can also say 你来过中国吗？对吧？你来过中国吗 ？Have you ever come to China?对吧 So in this experience, maybe you were talking in China. So maybe a Chinese person asks you, 你来过中国吗 Because it's 来 so you ever come to China, right? So if you have no experience yet, so you want to say, no, I never been to China or I never watched this movie. You can say, 我没有看过这部电影，对吧？没有看过这部电影。Or 没有来过中国，我没有来过中国，这是我的第一次，对吧 ？This is my first time. I never been to China before. Wow. Okay. Lastly, if you want to add some frequency in an action, maybe you want to say, I watched this movie like 20 times, or I come to China or somewhere else for this is my second time or my third time and etc. You may say, 这部电影我看过两遍了。这部电影我看过两遍了。This movie, this particular movie, I have watched for 20 times. So I love this movie. 我很喜欢这部电影。我看过两遍了，对吧？两遍了。Another example, 我今天下午又写过一遍课本上的汉字。Okay, it's quite long. Let me repeat it for you. 我今天下午又写过一遍课本上的汉字。So this afternoon, I write again for one more time, 对吧？课本上的汉字。The Chinese character in the book. So, 又对吧 So, I repeat it again. 我又做了一遍。我又看了一遍。我又写了一遍对吧 I rewatch it again. I rewrite it again. I reread it again. You can use it like that. Okay. Or you might say for experience, like traveling experience, you can say 我去过上海两次。我去过上海两次，我去过厦门三次， 对吧? You can say that also. So, 去, so you need to understand the grammar here is like the it always come after the verb. So, 去过, 看过, 学过, 开过, 用过, 对吧? 写过, what else? 来过, 叫过, 做过, 问过, and etc. I think you guys can like explore more verbs and then try to match it with the 过, and then you can plus some object or you may also add the frequency of an action, right? So, okay, this is for today's episode, the third episode, and I will see you guys later in next podcast in Sensing Chinese 汉语感，谢谢大家，大家再见，拜拜。